Former governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley, joining us. Jack Heath, good morning, New Hampshire. GMI students. And this veteran stand down event, Governor, I know you've done a lot in your state. This is a great showing, 50 different veteran service groups here, because veterans aren't real good at asking for help because they're the ones that serve us, correct?
Well, you know, first of all, I'll tell you, I am a proud military wife. So my husband deployed to Afghanistan and left me as a single mom, Governor, and yes, we're still married. But it's really, really important to remember that these are men and women who sacrifice everything. Their families sacrifice everything for our freedoms. But when they come back, people celebrate them when they leave, and they celebrate them when they come back. But I can tell you as a military wife, when they come back, things don't go back to normal. It takes a while. They go through multiple transitions. Some come back with PTSD. Some come back with memories that they can't get rid of. And some have to deal with a transition of not watching their back all the time, not waiting for an explosion.
Right.
And so when you do a fair like this, one, you let them know it's okay, we've got you.
Right.
That's really important, because what I always want Americans to remember is don't just love them when they're fighting for us. Love them when they get back, because they're bringing all of that trauma back with them. And in a lot of cases, we've got veterans right now that can't pay their utility bill.
Right.
We've got veterans that are homeless. We've got veterans that need health care. So this is what you're doing here. This is all God's work.
Yeah.
This is God's work.
And too often, they get isolated. They don't get the support. And as I always say in my show, it's not about a handout. It's a hand up. Let's switch gears. Well, first of all, we just had Mike Pompeo on the show the other day, a week or so ago, Mike Pence, Tom Cotton. It's been a busy spell here, but we're coming up to the midterms. You're in New Hampshire. You're here doing what?
Get excited, because the majority goes through New Hampshire. So we were helping your great governor, Chris Sununu, yesterday, who's done a remarkable job getting you through COVID, cutting business taxes, cutting personal taxes, all of those things, keeping schools open. But today we've got multiple events helping a true American hero, General Bolduc, talking about a veteran. Like, he's deployed to Afghanistan 10 times.
Right.
But what you're looking at is your current senator. She has voted for tax hikes for the people of New Hampshire. She has not done anything to secure our border. She has supported hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. She has not done anything to bring transparency to schools for the families in New Hampshire. And she's not doing anything to really bring back the idea that we are a country of laws and we have to continue to be a country of laws. General Bolduc's going to change all that.
Governor Nikki Haley, one thing Maggie Hassett has done, the incumbent Democrat, she's raised a lot of money, maybe more than $20 million for this month and a half, you know, not long before November. Can Don Bolduc raise the national and local money to compete with that message in terms of that much money?
Well, I think, first of all, the people of New Hampshire know that this is not the path they want to go down. So does money matter? Yes. Do we want you to contribute to Don Bolduc? Yes. Go to StandForAmerica.com. We're helping him do that. Let's get him some money. But what's more important is what I saw on TV this morning in New Hampshire, watching Maggie Hassan's commercials. The idea that she says, I work across the aisle. The idea that she says, I stand up to my party. She's voted with Biden 96% of the time. She voted with everything that made life for New Hampshire families harder. Don Bolduc's the one to reverse all that. So, no, does he have the money she has? Democrats have to spend a lot of money to make her look normal. She's not normal.
I want to ask you this question, because Democrats out of the gate here, including Maggie Hassan, have tried to make this all about abortion rights, and not about Joe Biden. Not about inflation, not about electricity rates, not about food cost, not about a recession, and not about Biden, about abortion rights. Is that going to work going in with independent voters showing up in October, having a hard time paying the energy bills? You mentioned veterans earlier. Because Joe Biden seems to be running against Donald Trump in the midterm, going after Trump voters. I'm going to get your reaction to that speech in Philadelphia, but it seems to be a pretty good art of deflection.
Well, you know, I mean, first of all, she's playing New Hampshire families as ignorant. You know, first of all, Don Bolduc is saying, no, I don't agree with Maggie Hassan because she believes you should have abortion up until the time of birth. All Don Bolduc is saying is, let the people decide. Don't let unelected justices decide. Let the people decide, because it's too important of an issue to have anyone unelected deciding this. So Don Bolduc's on the right side of protecting women, protecting babies, and making sure that people's voices are heard.
States governing themselves, sure. Now, you come from a state, Governor, South Carolina, and early
early primary states. Yes. So you understand the importance. Talk about money in this. No, he's not going to go toe-to-toe, dollar for dollar with her, but he's been doing the grassroots thing here in New Hampshire for a while now. In South Carolina, you understand that. On the presidential selection process, when it comes to the primary states, because we're concerned that we're under siege from the national committees, and you see it too in New Hampshire, how important is it these early primary states stay the way they are because they already have the civic engagement, know the roadmap, and the selection process stays as it is?
Well, you know, so South Carolina obviously is always working to stay where they are as third. What's important about these states is whether it's Iowa, whether it's New Hampshire, whether it's South Carolina, what I love is you can't just go into those states and go on TV. You have to touch hands. You have to look people in the eye. You have to talk about the issues, and you have to earn their support.
You can't buy that.
You can't buy that. And so these states are real people, normal people. So when anybody's talking about, you know, what they're going to do in the country, starting with Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, that's good, hardworking Americans that have vast arrays of experience that know what patriotism is. So, you know, I am all for making sure that we keep these states exactly where they are.
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, host of the show. Again, I just mentioned former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Mike Pence, several Republican national folks being on the show lately. We've reached out to Governor DeSantis. He's been in the news a little bit, as you know. Big names, including Donald Trump.
Yes.
How serious are you, Nikki Haley, former governor of South Carolina, looking at running for president in 2024?
Well, first of all, if we don't win in November, there is no 24. So that's why we are all over the country, anywhere and everywhere, helping House, Senate, and gubernatorial candidates. But what I'll tell you is after November, we'll take a look. If there's a place for me, I've never lost a race. I'm not going to start now. We'll put 1,000% in and we'll finish it. If there's not a place for me, I've fought for this country until my last breath, and I'll continue to do that.
President just spoke at the UN regarding the war in Ukraine. You sat there as an ambassador. No one knows how this is going to end. My concern, without dissecting a very complicated foreign policy situation with the war in Ukraine, and sort of, I think, sometimes more than the national media, understanding Vladimir Putin, what makes him tick, it's not going as he planned. That's clear. He wants to get 300,000 more young Russians into the military there. So Ukraine's beating the odds. But Putin, what scares me is he's a pretty macho type leader. He likes to flex a lot, overflex. He is not going to take a loss, if you will. So how does he kind of get out of this one? If it looked like just the eastern part of the country, he wanted this, the Odessa, the sea. How does this end?
Well, first of all, you know, let's keep in mind, we would not have a war in Ukraine and Russia had we not had that debacle in Afghanistan. That is something that...
You think that was the trigger?
I know it was the trigger, because when you leave Bagram Air Force Base in the middle of the night, without telling your allies who stood shoulder to shoulder with you for decades because we asked them to be there, what that signaled to our enemies was nothing but total weakness. And the idea that now we've got a war in Russia and Ukraine is because every tyrant out there said, if we're ever going to do it now while America has a weak president. What's going to happen is you look at Putin, pretty interesting to see how far he's fallen. When he is having to depend on Iran for drones, when he's having to depend on North Korea for rockets, he's lost the confidence of his people. He's lost the confidence of his military. He's had to raise the draft age in Russia to 65. Looking at that scenario,
that means we could serve, John, but we wouldn't.
He knows he's in a bad place, but this is what we do. You don't run scared of Putin.
Right.
Instead, you show him strength. You let him know. You isolate him. What we've got to do is make sure that we are giving Ukraine the equipment so they can continue to do what they need to do. We don't need to give them blank checks. We need to give them equipment so that they can finish the deal.
I'm fascinated by the job that you held as ambassador to the United Nations. It makes me think of Adlai Stevenson.
What are you looking for, an appointment? What are you looking for, an appointment?
Well, if I'm called to serve, I will go.
Other than the hurricane, how about Ambassador Bermuda? You don't want to.
Scott Brown, go to New Zealand. No. I mean, it's fascinating to talk to you about that forever. But you brought something up early.
We were real quick.
I think it is important. The families are also families of veterans. You know, we owe them a debt of service too, and part of what we do here at Harbor Care is part of that. But you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know firsthand, and let me tell you, my military brothers and sisters, the spouses of these families, when these veterans leave, when they go to fight, they're holding down the home front. They're taking care of their families. They're having to pay the finances. They're worrying about what's going to happen. Michael and I had those conversations about, if he didn't come home, how we would handle the situation. These families need support. They need a lot of support, but the best support you can give them is take care of the veterans when they come home.
All right, we're going to take a break. Nikki Haley, thank you for coming by in person, the Harbor Care, the 16th annual stand down event. Nikki Haley, former ambassador to the UN, former governor of South Carolina in New Hampshire for the weekend. Thanks for coming by. That's Friday morning on Good Morning New Hampshire.
Thank you. God bless you.